men like bluegrass and guns. Love talking about their daughters and sons. They like biscuits and gravy. Some were in the Navy, and they're proud of the work they have done. Old men like an off-colored joke. Some of them still sneak off for a smoke. They still look at the ladies and love holding babies and know Jesus is still our best hope. Old men are still young men inside. There are just fewer mountains to climb. Those gray hairs mean wisdom that they've earned by living, and they know the true value of friends. Old men. Old men. Well, old men don't take any crap. Love baseball and take in a nap. They still fly Old Glory and tell some tall stories. And they all hate doctors and rap. Old men are still young men inside. There are just fewer mountains to climb. Those gray hairs mean wisdom that they've earned by living, and they know the true value of friends. Old men. Old men. Old men.
I prayed asking God to bless and keep you should your pathway become dim. I want you to know I love you. You mean the world to me. I prayed for you this morning when I knelt upon my knees. I prayed for you this morning.
Can't think of a way to get the day started better than a song from the Primitive and a tune kicking us off from Brother Larry, Mr. Larry Cordell from out of good old Kentucky. Anyway, this is Manning the Console, and I'm your host. You can tell it's early to me still yet. Anyway, I'm your host, Mr. D.L. Hensley. Let's see, what was it I used to call myself on YouTube videos? Tennessee Dan the Scuba Man. There you go. Anyway, this is a show we started doing about 3 weeks ago. It's called Manning the Console. It's a little crazy, but it's a lot of fun, and sometimes we even get serious on here. And it really got started with the idea of every Friday morning, it's like 3 hours long minimum that I have to get out here and do my job here at the console for the radio station, which I don't begrudge one bit, even though it sounds like it, but I don't. I enjoy it. I love it. If I didn't love it, I wouldn't do it. That's sort of like driving all the way to Lexington, Kentucky to work wood songs. I love it, or I wouldn't do it. Anyway, I hope you enjoy the show today. We're going to split it up. We're going to try to split it up if I can remember to do it. I'm just horrible about memory anymore. And they say all it's going to do is get worse, and you start repeating yourself, and you start repeating yourself, and you start, oh, okay, I'm repeating myself. Well, I thought I'd throw that in there anyway. I got some favorite artists in the world, and I think most everyone that I play on here is going to be considered a favorite. I wouldn't even have it in my library. Dave Atkins, for instance, Sally Berry has got a brand new CD. Since I'm talking about favorites, this is my latest favorite. And if you don't know, Sally Berry was married to Chuck, no, not Chuck Berry. Anyway, there's a great history behind Sally Berry. She's Rhonda Vincent's daughter is who she is, and I got to meet her one time. Been several years back when they were doing a little group thing, her and her sister and a bunch of others. And they were tremendous. Got to see them up in Virginia. And anyway, I hadn't heard a whole lot from Sally in a while, and here she, lo and behold, she comes out with just a wonderful gospel CD, bluegrass gospel CD, right here before Christmas, which I think is just wonderful, so that I can play it and hopefully make you want to go buy it, and that'll help her and her husband be able to buy canned goods and peanut butter and stuff like that just to live on and pay the rent, however you want to look at it. Anyway, name of the brand new CD is called God is in Control. I've been listening to it for a couple of days now, and it is exceptional. I mean exceptional. Sally Berry, if you want to look up a bio on her, let's see, Next Best Thing was the name of the group her and her sister put together a few years back. It's them, and I remember several students, I believe, from ETSU's Bluegrass program was in the group at the time. Don't know whatever happened to that situation, but they were really good, super good, and had a great time with them up in Virginia, as I say, a few years back. And I like the fiddle player that she's married to used to play for Rhonda. And sorry, I cannot remember his first name right off. I know his last name is Barry, obviously. But anyway, I want to play a track, a cut, whatever you want to call it. It's track two off of God is in Control, and it's the title track. Anyway, hopefully you enjoy the show today. We're going to move it on up. And we'll play it first. Then we got our big, big, beautiful buddy. He's a big red sunshine. That's what John Cowan called him when they were on stage together a year or two ago, whenever it was, that I got a chance to meet and greet these guys. And had a wonderful time up there at Song of the Mountains. If you've never been and you ever get a chance to go, do it. It's worth it. It's fun. It's hilarious. Tim Watt's one of the biggest jokesters you'll ever meet anywhere, and he's got a great sense of humor, and a pretty talented feller. Anyway, also in this next set or two, We're going to have a song from a group called Midnight Sky Racer. I learned about them through listening to Unreal Bluegrass with a good friend Steve Martin a couple of days ago. He got a chance to catch them. I believe it's the IBMA, maybe last go-around at the IBMAs. And got a chance to talk to two or three of the members. They're a bluegrass group from the UK. And, man, they're just terrific. I mean, terrific. And then coming up also in the next set or two, we're going to have a song from Bradley Walker. Next week's Spotlight artist Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen is going to be on with a tune. They got a brand new CD that's just gang-busting good. Rolling White and Friends coming up. And Darren and Brooke Aldridge, guess what? They're going to be in town tonight. Here. Right here in Knox Patch, Knox Vegas. They're going to be right here. And I'm not going to get to go. But hopefully I'll get to see them here in another month or two. I think they're scheduled for one of the events that I'm supposed to work, so I look forward to that. Let's kick this next set off, first set, second set, whatever this is, probably the first official set, with Sally Berry with her brand new album called God Is In Control. Here's the title track.
Please don't doubt me.
Wow. That is great. Sally Berry, man, that's the title track of her brand new one. God is in Control. Holy smokes, that is wonderful. You'll be hearing more of that throughout the program today. Wow, that got me going. Woo, here's Dave Atkins to do a song. Let's see, this is off of God Didn't Choose Sides, and this is one of the first tunes I ever heard Mr. Dave Atkins do, and boy, is it good.
John B. Parker lived his life with one foot in the grave. A white man was his father, his mother was a slave. Living in the misery of slavery's painful grip, his back came to know the bite of a cruel master's whip. Bought and sold to the widow Ryder, well, she made a deal to let him earn his freedom in a foundry in Mobile. And on the banks of the Ohio, best iron man around, ran that river for the railroad, secret underground. The river man. River man was an iron master by daylight. River man ran a secret freedom train by dark night. Those who came searching for the promised land, cross down the water with a helping hand from the river man. John put his freedom in harm's way. He risked his life running that river more and more each day. And with $1,000 bounty lying on his head, he rescued many others from the life he once led. River man. River man was an iron master. River man ran a secret freedom train by dark night. Those who came searching for the promised land crossed down the water with a helping hand from the river man. From the war between states, well, it finally came. Many saved from bondage, joined the fight in freedom's name, till General Lee surrendered in 1865. Between the foundry and the river, John led a double life. The river man. River man was an iron master. River man ran a secret freedom train, dark night. And those who came searching for the promised land crossed down the water with a helping hand from the river man. And those who came searching for the promised land crossed down the water with a helping hand from the river man. Oh, the river man. The river man.
Oh, my heart is feeling weak, and I need some kind of feed. If you don't understand what it is that I need, I'm gonna fall straight to my
way you're talking to the Lord. If you live like Henry, it don't matter where you pray. Heaven knows you'll get your just reward. Some look for religion behind a stained glass cross, kneeling at the altar to find their peace with God. There's more than one way to be saved from Henry's point of view. You don't have to be inside a church when you got the church in you. Some look for religion behind a stained glass cross, kneeling at the altar to find their peace with God. Saved from Henry's point of view. You don't have to be inside a church when you got the church in you. There's more than one way to be saved from Henry's point of view. You don't have to be inside a church when you got the church in you.
Fantastic singer Bradley Walker doing Henry Clayton Parker, and that's off of that brand new project, Gonna Sing, Gonna Shout. Boy, do I like that project. Midnight Racers, a UK, United Kingdom. How about that? They're one of them Euro groups, and they're fabulous. First heard them on Steve Martin's Unreal Bluegrass a few days ago, and I'll give Steve a plug, boink, and appreciate Steve allowing us to stream his program. I tell you what. The old boy's got some connections, and then I'll just leave it at that. Fuel to My Fire was the name of the tune that we played from Midnight Sky Racer, and Fire is the name of their brand new CD, at least brand new to me. I think it's actually about a year old, but anyway, they're just incredible. Dave Atkins did a tune for us called The Riverman, and that's off of that project that I've tried to revitalize a little bit to myself and hopefully to the listeners, too. It's called God Didn't Choose Sides, and boy, it's chock plumb full of just wonderful tunes, and probably one of the most impressive things about the whole project's the cover. The cover's got some soldiers on it, and there's a baptism going on. Let me tell you, man, that is just incredible. Hey, Frank Sullivan, Dirty Kitchen's got a brand new CD. It ain't even come out to the public yet, but we got our grubby paws on it. Compass Records sent us a copy. I don't know. Am I allowed to say that? I guess. I don't know why not. Send us a copy. And it's just fantastico. It's called You Can't Stand the Heat. We're going to do one for you. We got one lined up. How's that? We ain't going to do anything except sit here and punch buttons and talk. Anyway, it's called Crooked Eyed John coming up. And let's see. We got a brand new. I mean, brand new. I mean, just I still got the wrapping on my hand where I just opened a package from the Purple Hulls. It's called the Christmas album. Excuse me, just Christmas album. There's no "the" in there. So it already messed up if I was on Wheel of Fortune, wouldn't I? I wouldn't have got it and went on to the next player. Anyway, we're going to play a tune off of it called That's Christmas to Me. Then we got Roland White and Friends coming up, going to do a song for you. And let me just squall out a few names that we're going to have in the next couple of sets. Oops, hit my glasses. All right. That's an old joke from way back. So anyway, I might tell you about it sometime. Anyway, Darren Brooke Aldridge, they're going to be in town tonight. I hate that I'm going to miss that. Then we got a song from Beth Nielsen Chapman coming up. Hey, there's a project come out just recently. It's called Dreamcatcher. And it's got a couple of folks on it that are just extremely impressive. Anyway, we'll talk more about that when it gets here, because Aaron Frosty Foster is on this tune coming up. The one we got picked out to play for you here in the next set or two, well, this is going to be two sets away. It's called Carolina Bound, and it is tremendous. Let's kick her off with Mr. Frank Sullivan and his Dirty Kitchen Boys. This one's called Crooked Eyed John.
Welcome in. in town, had a little trouble with the bottle of gold. Rum, rum, that's what I done. Let her on the pillow saying, be back someday. Maybe with a smoke face, till then you'd be my only one. Try to get to heaven and I take a little detour, that's all. Try to get to heaven and I take a little detour, that's all. Turned around, when should I kept on running? Last sight I saw was the black knight, covered in the red blood. Try to get to heaven and I take a little detour, that's all. Try to get to heaven and I take a little detour, that's all.
And can see just the day was meant to bring hope and joy and love and peace. That's Christmas to me.
Mississippi's swollen on the sunny southern shore, and a steamboat comes puffing round the bend. There's a little old log cabin with a grapevine on the door, and a little whitewash chimney up the end. I'm going back, just going back to the place I love so well, to the folks who want me all alone again. To that little old log cabin with the grapevine on the door, and a little whitewash chimney at the all the trees. But it was as my sweetheart told me, there was nothing of the kind, and the weather was so cold I thought I'd freeze. I'm going back, just going back to the place I love so well, to the folks who want me all alone again. To that little old log cabin with the grapevine on the door, and a little whitewash chimney at the end. See the smoke arising from that little old chimney top as it welcomes me and greets me on the breeze. And I'll start to run in, and I know I'll never stop, and I've landed in that cabin on my knees. I'm going back, just going back to the place I love so well, to the folks who want me all alone again. To that little old log cabin with the grapevine over the door, and a little whitewash chimney at the end.
Boy, that's one sweet sound, isn't it? Rollin' White and Friends, Little Whitewash Chimney is the name of the tune. That's off a tribute to the Kentucky Colonels. Boy, that Mando sounds good, doesn't it? The Purple Hulls did a song for us off their brand new CD. The song's That Christmas, That's Christmas to Me, and the name of the album is simply called Christmas Album. And if you listen to the show on a semi-regular basis or a regular basis, you know I really like the Purple Hulls. They're just tremendous. Didn't really get turned on to them heavily until I got to see them with the Quavy Sisters, and then after that I was just starstruck. They're just wonderful. And good folks, huh? Frank Sullivan, Dirty Kitchen, got a brand new CD out. Boy, howdy, is it good. This is Tennessee Dan Scuba Man. I'm about to get crazy here. You Can't Stand the Heat's the name of the new CD album. I don't know. Is it going to be on vinyl? I hope so. And for some reason to me, hey, I should, yeah, let me share that real quick. An album to me, because I guess of the time frame of when I actually grew up, whatever, an album is vinyl. I've never got comfortable with calling a CD an album. And I know that an album represents, I got to go find out who's banging on the back of the house. An album represents, I guess, a collection of hits or photos or whatever, but it's like a collection, da-da-da. Anyway, I don't know why I started that, but anyway, I heard Muriel Anderson say the other night something about she'd just give away some of the cassettes she had because nobody had cassette players anymore. Well, I think, let's see, if I go out here and look, I think I got one or two vehicles got cassette players in them. And like an idiot, I left the other night from Lexington, Kentucky without grabbing one of them cassettes. Duh. If I get to see you soon, I'll let you kick me for that because that was a bad move, wasn't it? Anyway, Frank Sullivan's got this brand new CD. I'm going to call it that because that's the form that I got from him. It's called You Can't Stand the Heat, and boy, is it just smoking good. Anyway, played cut off up called Crooked Eye John. You're listening to Manning the Console, and I'm Tennessee Dan the Scuba Man. Of course, I operate the station best I can. And kind of do a half job at that sometimes. But anyway, I enjoy doing it. That's why I continue to do it. That's why I started doing it in the first place. Been a musician all my life. Well, let's just put it this way. Four and a half up, thereabouts. I've either played music, listened to music, or done something with music my whole life and don't begrudge one bit of it. Yep, I started out with Elvis like a lot of the rest of you my age. Darren and Brooke Aldridge is going to be in one of the local houses tonight. Right down yonder in the west end of town. And they're going to have John Cowan with them. Or you could say John Cowan's going to have Darren and Brooke with them. Anyway, one way or the other, it's going to be fantastic. I got a chance to see them together once, and it was enough to just knock your socks completely off. And if I had 20, let's see, what was it? It's going to be about $30 a piece to go in. I ain't begrudging that. I just can't afford it. I'd love to go see them tonight. But if I haul the whole gang with me, I'm going to spend $200. So anyway, they're going to be in town tonight, and if you can go see them, you ain't going to regret it because they're just incredible. I think, let's see, Darren got some awards this past year, I think, at the IBMA, and Brooke, I think this is like her second year as female vocalist. Oh, my God. First time I heard her was over in Asheville, North Carolina a few years back, and I knew then there was something incredible about that girl, and it turned out I was right. Let's see, we got Darren Brooke coming up. We got Beth Nielsen Chapman. And if you don't know who that is, Google her up because she is just absolutely wonderful. And then we got a tune coming up from Aaron Frosty Foster coming up all in the next set. And if you stay tuned, you might even get to hear Mr. Sam Elliott here down the line. We got him lined up, too. Just to name a few that we got lined up in the next set or two, we got Dylan Bradley, we got Tim O'Brien, we got Ernie Hassan Signature Sound, the Primitive Quartet, and the Bankster Family, all coming up for you in Man and the Console. Here's Darren and Brooke.
There's a melody in my head, and I ain't stopped humming it since I saw you. There's a feeling I can't forget. It started with you kissing me that way. And there's no end in sight. Like an Oklahoma wheat field blowing, you've got my heart in motion. I'm gone. I'm the pinks and you're the reds, just like the sunset. We belong. Off, stay a while, ain't nothing here but stars for miles. We're standing on the edge of something, not afraid of jumping in. Deep. And there's no end in sight. How high is the sky? How long is time? With you is how I'm spending mine. Like there is no end in sight.
everybody. This is Becky Buller, and you are listening to Southern Branch Bluegrass, the SBB network with a wide variety of music, including bluegrass, classic country, folk, and gospel. Stay with us for more great music all day, every day.
Singing old church hymns and nursery rhymes.
Don't look for me tomorrow. Up in Carolina bound. Well, I guess I'll be leaving in the morning. My regards to the foreman, and kindly let him know I'm head home. Don't look for me tomorrow, I won't be around. I'll be on 40 East somewhere in Tennessee, loaded up in Carolina bound.
That's Grace Gilbert singing right along with Mr. Aaron Frosty Foster. Yep, kind of hard to say for some reason. Let's see, Beth Nielsen Chapman did a song I hope you enjoyed. I didn't get a chance to hear it. I was actually getting a coffee. Old Church Hymns and Nursery Rhymes off the CD Hearts of Glass or album. CD or album. I don't know what it's off of. Darren and Brooke Aldridge had a song for us in that set. It's called No End in Sight's name of the tune. And let's see, what else we got? Oh, we got a tune coming up from that brand new Appalachian Roadshow situation that Mr. Darrell Webb got himself involved in with a guy named Barry Abernathy. And boy, is it a fine project. Dale M. Bradley's also going to do a song for us in the next set. That's off of her self-titled CD from back in 2017. Man, those girls are so busy, and I'm gonna try to scratch up a couple of Sister Sadie tunes here directly. Tim O'Brien, he's coming to Wood Songs. Don't remember the date on it, but anyway, I'll start probably mentioning dates and artists so that if you want to, you can either tune in, listen to it on here, listen to it somewhere else, or even just show up for the party, if you know what I mean. If you know what I mean. Anyway, let's see. Appalachian Roadshow, that's who we got coming up, so just hang on a minute.